This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big news rumbling out of D.C. And, oh, how much money will you spend during the holidays? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Here we are on the doorstep of America tonight, celebrating 10 years as we roll into 2019. The Senate advanced a resolution on Wednesday to end U.S. support for Saudi Arabia's military campaign in Yemen. That's a big blow to the Trump administration. They voted 63-37 to discharge that resolution from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. A simple majority was needed to move it forward, and bang, they moved it forward. And, of course, they moved it forward because there was so much anger of about the Khashoggi killing, and I think that that has spilled over both Democrats and Republicans, depending on who they are. So what does that mean? It means the handwriting's on the wall that when it comes to the Saudis, it's not a blank check. It's not just an easy handshake when we look at the legislative branch, I think. Anyway, but, you know, you got to go full bore, and then what happens there can be very different from bouncing out of one committee. Now, this is frightening. The Dow surged 618 points after the Fed chair signaled the rates are near neutral. It's frightening because people are always talking about the doom and gloom. And how many times have I said on this show, it's like the craps table. You know, it's that one little roll that you want to see fall in the right direction, because with investments, there is no sure thing. Wouldn't it be great if there was an absolutely sure thing? When you hit it big, it's a sure thing. When your buddy down the street says, I think you should invest in this, and then it happens. But, and of course, I'm not saying insider trading, but somebody tells you about something that looks like it could be pretty good. But stocks just roared on the Federal Reserve Chairman's chair, Jerome Powell, saying interest rates are close to neutral. And that's a big change in tone from what we've seen before. So we saw some big jumps. I mean, interest rates are still pretty historically low, but neutral tells you something for the economy, that either that neither it's spending is up or slowing down growth. I mean, neither one. So that neutral is a decent thing. It's market reaction that's happened and just below and whatnot. When you say it's, you know, when people predict the doom and gloom of possible recession and there's any kind of dark news, then it rolls in another direction, or if earnings reports are off. So it's the biggest rally in 8 months. 8 months. Wow. Crazy. So while that's going on with the market bounce, the GM buyout is this. Here's what they offered the employees. Before the layoff announcement, they offered voluntary buyouts to 17,700 employees, because they say stiff competition and a tough economy. And, oh, by the way, lousy cars that they bet on. About 2,250 workers took the buyouts. The company was hoping for 8,000 voluntary separations. They didn't get that. And then they announced 14,000 jobs would be cut. So that's happening. I mean, you know, so they're not going to save any money in that department. They're going to halt production at 5 factories in North America and cut all those jobs. And it's their biggest restructuring since 2009. And it's weird because, of course, the news falls on the heels of a pretty strong quarter. But they're not selling the cars they need to be selling, so they can see the handwriting on the wall, period. You know, so some of those people that got the buyouts, they could leave this week, even though their official day wouldn't be till January 31st, and salary and benefits continuing for 6 months after that. Executives could also leave in December. Their effective last day would be February 28th, and a full year of salary and benefits. That's what the severance deal was. Well, that's pretty nice, right? If you're an executive, you get to leave and get the full year. Man, see the difference? The guy on the line. Yeah, we give you 6 months, but the person pushing the papers, and there might be some great executives, but they're getting the full benefit, right, of that whole thing. One thing that was announced is that nothing's being closed to Mexico and China. So the president continues to insist that he could cut the company's federal subsidies. And they're studying the tariffs on cars imported to the U.S. because of what they're saying is the GM event. But here's the thing. The CEO realizes, because we saw what happened in 2008 and 2009, that the move would save $6 billion a year. So, of course, shares jumped almost 5%. But then the Trump tweets drove the stock back down, and they fell. You remember these shares fell by almost 20% during the last year. And if they don't have... You know, if they're not careful, they could completely implode. And she knows that. So what was the alternative? Here's the deal. It shows you, I think, on how much you need to forecast ahead and realize that those crossovers are so big with people. And, you know, they're like mini SUVs. And watch what the public trends are. For goodness sake, invest from people who are good at forecasting. And I don't care what the crazy designs are, but betting on the Cruze, the Chevy Cruze, and betting on the Volt, which didn't, you know, might as well have exploded on its own, which didn't do much of anything, except for it sounded like people were in line for it, but not enough of it. Well, guess what? You gotta forecast better. That's why when I'm speaking, I always talk about this. If I go into companies about disruption and the importance of disruption and change, and disruption doesn't have to be a dirty word. It could be that if they had forecasted better at GM, those people wouldn't have lost their jobs. If they had the right kind of vehicles that they were pushing that fit the times, then they wouldn't have most likely had to cut those jobs. Especially in businesses where you produce something like a car, by the way. So you gotta pick the right designs. You gotta really, I think, do some serious surveys and searching to find out what people are going to spend money on. And I'm not saying they didn't do any of that, but there had to be a better way to roll that all out. Had to be a better way. Absolutely. All right. A couple of other things popped up on the radar besides the, the Senate bill to stop the Saudis in Yemen, although that was incredibly big and incredibly, I would say, surprising. But how about this? And I mentioned this briefly the other day, but Ohio becomes the first state to allow payments using Bitcoin. So despite accepting the digital currency, the state government will not hold on to any cryptocurrency. But the state treasurer, Josh Mandel, said payments made on OhioCrypto.com will be immediately converted to dollars, then deposited into a state account. How about that? Ohio partnering with BitPay. Smart, I think. I do. Very, very smart. Stay with us. More Odds and Ends with Shaken coming up next.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The country. I hope you're awake. If you're not, I give you permission to take a breath, go to the bathroom or the sink and throw some water on your face. Open your eyes. And are you ready for this? Who do you think the highest paid television host is? Any guesses? Highest paid television host. I bet that most of you would think Ellen, right? Because they're always advertising Ellen, 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 Ellen. You hear her voice in all the commercials. People like her. She's popular, period, right? She's not the highest paid. You know who the highest paid is? Judge Judy. She earned $147 million last year. Wow. Judge Judy. Aren't you lucky that you dove into that world? Because what it is last year she sold the rights to her library, 5,200 episodes, as well as future episodes of the show, to CBS for $100 million. So between that paycheck and the $57 million she gets for hosting Judge Judy and producing Hot Bench, she took in a triple. Hoo-hoo. That's a triple. What do you do with that kind of money? She's got grandkids and all that, but still. So she's the 48th richest self-made woman in America. Her net worth is $400 million. So while a lot of the nighttime hosts get all this attention, really it's the daytime hosts that make the juicy bucks. Dr. Phil makes some pretty good money. And what's strange is Judge Judy gets about 10 million viewers. Dr. Phil gets about 4 million. And then if you look at like Sean Hannity, 3.3, Rachel Maddow, 2.9. So the daytime shows, they say, attract the 18 to 49 year old women who advertisers spend most of their money on. And it's thanks to those high ratings that stars hosts can negotiate such great deals because of that amount of, bounce that they get. So it's like Ryan Seacrest and Kelly. They have the Kelly and Ryan show. He saw his money jump up from $58 million to $74 million, thanks in part to the money that he gets from doing that daytime show, too. So daytime talk is where it's at. I mean, daytime talk is some serious coin. And especially, again, Judge Judy, she's popular. Why? Because it's funny. She takes no prisoners. She certainly was in the legal system. She is a judge. And people like that. I think they like the way she just cuts to the quick, whoever is, or they don't like her, but they pay attention. She absolutely has people riveted to that. And you think about it, doctor's office, dentist's office, prisons, households. She's got people watching. I don't know if she's ever had in a case of an electric scooter, but I know that I've seen a lot of electric scooters lately. And I was looking at a story about electric scooters, that the fact that in March of this past year of 2018, a handful of tech companies dropped thousands of e-scooters across about 100 cities, and injuries have soared. Two people have been killed in electric scooter accidents. Trump are reporting a lot of problems in San Diego, to Denver, to Austin, some life-threatening, some people are disabled. There's something about the electric scooters. It was supposedly a fun way to get to where you had to get to when you were close by, just go a couple of miles. But now it's, the rider doesn't have control. They run into a curb. They run into a wall. Throttle gets stuck. The brakes fail. And, boy, I've seen some of these accidents. And, one was just described that I was reading about where there was this hill in San Diego and a man was flying down the hill. So before careening into the intersection, his, wife held up her arms against her chest and, slid the, and her husband was trying to stop her, waved her stop or whatever. She held her arms up against her chest and slid the scooter sideways. It went 10 feet on the pavement. If it didn't crash, then she would have been killed. So two surgeries later, she has a broken metacarpal held together with two pins in her right hand, a cracked knuckle joint, road rash, hematoma down her entire right leg, left hand swollen so badly they had to cut off her rings. And so women and men, all kinds of people, are on these electric scooters. I've just been persuaded that, you hit the ground 20 miles an hour. They say it's the same as a baseball bat hitting your head at 20 miles an hour. That's a scary comparison, right? I mean, anything can happen to us. But I have noticed there's been a lot of these scooters flying around, too, so I've noticed that as well. All right, let's jump to something else. So we go from that to the scooters to bouncing back to something interesting. The Renoir landscape, was ready to go up for auction. And then it disappeared. A man and two accomplices, they say, walked into a Vienna auction house this week hijacked a Renmore landscape before splitting up and slipping from the building into the crowd, like a movie. And this unique landscape was estimated to be worth between somewhere in that $135,000 range. And they had it all over Twitter before it was going to be auctioned. Surveillance video showed a group of three men who went to the second floor before pulling the painting from the frame. Oh, I think I'll have that. Thank you very much. And then they were carrying shopping bags, and then they just disappeared. That's it. They just walked out with it. So the painting sold at Sotheby's in the 90s for $56,000. The art loss register has 393 stolen Renoirs, 30 more fakes. Here's the thing. I've heard that sometimes the fakes are so good you can't tell the fakes from the reals. You can't tell. I don't know, if you can drop that kind of money on paintings, then you can find your way back from that, right? You're not dumping your life savings into it, is what I'm thinking. All right, this is incredibly, incredibly sad to me that, and I spent some time, a lot of time in Florida, I've said that before, and I just was there in the summer, a couple of different places, but over the past couple of days, an alarming number of dead dolphins have washed ashore along the South Florida beaches, including in the Tampa Bay area, they're saying. And so that red tide threat is still pretty visible. And they're wondering how many more. I mean, they're saying a couple of them at least. About 109 recorded dolphin deaths throughout Southwest Florida since red tide has been a factor. 20 dead dolphins have washed ashore, and the number continues to climb. Oh, boy, that is sad. There's nothing like walking on a beach and seeing a dolphin, like seeing a school of dolphins, or whatever they call them. I don't know if they call it a school. But seeing them together, and I've seen that. I've seen that in California off the shores of Pismo Beach, and I've seen it in Tampa as well. And that whole look is going to be spoiled if dead dolphins are washing up. Terrible. Another example of why you have to pay attention when you drive, quickly I'll tell you this one. The state patrol is reminding people not to do Netflix and drive. A woman crashed her car while she was watching a streaming service on her iPad. What could possibly be that interesting that you're not paying attention to the road and you crash? Come on, people. Don't stream and drive. Hang with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People worldwide are remembering former President George H.W. Bush. Margaret Brennan, put it this way on CBS's Face the Nation.
You heard Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany give him credit, call him a father of reunified Germany. Look to something like a crisis, like the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre, and how Bush 41 handled that. Mr. Bush had experiences having been the first U.S. envoy to China. He used that in his time as CIA director to then manage what could have really been a very different outcome for a country that went on to become our chief economic rival.
Former President Bush will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Monday, allowing the public to pay its respects. A state funeral will be held on Wednesday, and his burial in Texas is on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it.
All right, for our next guest, we're going all the way across the pond and then the other pond and then another pond. Yeah, we're going to Australia to speak to David Formby, who has written a book called Lynn and David. It's a memoir. And I love the reason that he wrote this book. I'm going to let him tell you about it, of course. But I think it's something that couples who are really close should think about doing. Not necessarily writing the book that David wrote, but doing something that he did that brings out this memoir. David, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you. Good day, Kate. We've been having fun.
Yeah, we have been having fun. As I said, going to Australia, it's not a straight line, but we love Australia. I love Australians. So tell me about the book and your decision to do this book.
Well, Lynn and I had a sort of middle-aged love affair, I suppose, and I wanted my kids, I've got four girls from a previous marriage, and their children to know something about Dad and the way he felt, what he thought. And we had these letters that we wrote when I was doing a master's degree in Sydney. And we were separated, Lynn in Perth, me in Sydney, so there's about 4,000 kilometres between us. And we wrote to each other, and I think we got to know each other better. And it was great. And then we had 20 wonderful years together. And I was very lucky that all my daughters thought she was lovely, which of course she was. And, well, the kids have got the book and I have no idea what some of them think about it. It sort of reveals a lot. In fact, when I look back through it myself, I was not exactly horrified, but I thought, my God, I'm showing an awful lot about myself in this. And I guess that's what letters do, and people don't write letters to each other much anymore. It's all little sound bites on Google and Facebook and that sort of stuff.
Boy, isn't that
200 years ago, people wrote to each other.
Yeah, yeah. And
sorry,
and
I'm interrupting.
No, that's okay. I was going to say, isn't that the truth? People don't write letters the way that they used to, so it probably is incredibly revealing. Do you think that's how that relationship persevered? And you said it right there. You sort of got to know each other better. Did that make that relationship that much stronger, like glue it together more?
Absolutely. I think one of the things about writing is that you tend to write things that you don't say. And many times when you're face-to-face with somebody, the discussion is often pretty superficial. When you write, I think you get a little deeper into things, and that's something both of us did. And I think it established things in a way, even given that I think Lynn was a soulmate, which I think is a fairly rare thing these days, looking at a lot of the marriages I know. And so it was, for us, very, very special.
What was the hardest thing to do in pulling this together, David? Because, you know, now you have this idea of, wouldn't this be great? I'll pull this memoir together. Boom. The book title's Natural Lynn and David. I love it. Simple. It makes sense. How did you decide, well, what I'm going to leave out, what I'm not going to leave out, that kind of thing?
Well, there was nothing left out of the letters. The only thing left out were the letters that might have been lost. The most difficult thing about it was reading the writing. I'm a retired doctor, so you can imagine my writing isn't the best. And I'd have to say Lynn's writing was often quite undecipherable, and there were a few words that I couldn't get. But there was certainly nothing left out. Everything that we said to each other in those letters is in the book. And if people find that of interest, that's fine. I guess I'm not an author, and I think any editor looking at this sort of stuff would be horrified at the grammar and horrified at the spelling, which I'd have to say is much worse than when I was 15 years old in a grammar school.
But here's what I love. You said it. You were a retired pediatrician. You were a hospital manager. I mean, you held some big positions. You were the Australian Medical in the Australian Medical Association surveyor with ACHS, chair of the Medical Board of Review. My goodness, your resume is crazy impressive, to be honest, David. You worked in the UK, you worked all over Australia, and you mentioned this family, the four daughters, the 10 grandchildren. I mean, what a great gift, and you said that, what a great gift to them, and you wonder what they think about it. Were they excited to find out about what you were doing?
I think so. Oddly enough, I've recently had the unfortunate thing of a nephew of 52 who died suddenly. And that pulled our family together a bit in the sense that we've set up a Facebook group to communicate. We were in the sort of situation of many families of talking to each other on birthdays. So twice a year I'd talk to my brother one way or another. And the loss of his son was pretty awful. So we set up this Facebook page. And that has produced the most amazing sort of response. I've started putting pages from another book which I had written, which was a memoir I started 20-odd years ago. And it was really things I could remember all the way back to the Second World War, because I was born before the Second World War. And, of course, what my mother told me, and I got her to write stuff too. The kids are beginning to learn something about the history of a family they didn't know about. And I think most families lose their history. Very few, I suspect, know much more than their grandparents, occasionally their great-grandparents. And if you happen to be in the royal family, you might be able to trace yourself all the way back to King Arthur. But other than that, no, people don't know.
Oh, and so now you know this, David, that people want to be connected and they want to know about their past. That's why genealogy has become so huge and these different companies like Ancestry.com, et cetera, where people are tracing their roots. So this truly is a gift to them.
Absolutely.
Because you're sharing what you know. And what was, for you and your mother, I'm glad you brought up your mother, what is your best memory of your mother?
My best memory? Golly. I think it was probably during the war when my father was in the Royal Air Force and away, of course. And my mother had all four of her children, there were four of us, all had measles, and then we all proceeded to have chicken pox, so we were all kept in the downstairs front room. And I remember I upset her one day, and I can remember her grabbing me by the shoulders and banging my head against the wall, which probably did me absolutely no harm at all. It would be called child abuse these days. But that's one of my fondest memories of my mother. She was a bit like Lynn. She was a genuinely nice person. She was a Christian lady who didn't sort of go to church on Sunday. She lived her Christianity. It was like a Whitmont shirt. It was a way of life. And she was a bit special.
Wow, I love that description. How about Lynn? Tell us about Lynn.
Lynn, like myself, was an immigrant to Australia. She was born in England, as was I. She came out here, I think, when she was about 16 and worked in Sydney. And worked in, eventually, the media, which is where I met her. She was a media buyer. And my friend Judy invited some of us to a dinner, and I sat across the table from Lynn. This would be 1983, and I don't know whether people believe in falling in love at first sight, but I did. She had a pair of eyes that glued me, I think. And so I remember ringing Judy and saying, do you think Lynn would mind if I gave her a ring and ask her out? And that's how we first met. And I think we gelled from the very beginning. And then as I've put in the book, being a well-brought-up Salvation Army boy in those days, I had real trouble leaving a marriage. And my first marriage lasted 29 years. But I had trouble, and I actually went back to my first wife, and so I let Lynn down extremely badly around 1983, and it wasn't until about end of 1988 that we met again, fortuitously. And it was no different to the first time I'd met her. And Lynn was one of those persons who was everybody's best friend. The number of people that told me that Lynn was their best friend since she died is absolutely amazing. She had this extraordinary capacity to relate to people. She was the sort of person who, she didn't understand evil. She could understand some things were bad. But we used to have quite long discussions because I sort of, with an interest in religion of one sort or another, have a big interest in good and evil. And of course these days there are many groups, Christian groups often, who think that there's good but no evil. Zoroaster, of course, had the idea that good and evil were equally balanced, and I think he was absolutely right. But Lynn had this problem with evil. She couldn't understand that anybody could be anything more than bad. And she did all sorts of things. She chaired the local group for readings, books for the blind. She talked to refugees. She worked for the Red Cross to ring people up who were elderly and isolated to make sure they were okay. It was just the way she was. She was...
Wow. She sounds like
special.
Sounds like a wonderful human being. I would have liked to meet Lynn, and I am reading your book, so I'm getting to know her myself, and other people can do the same thing. Lynn and David, a memoir. David, thank you so much for coming on. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And again, you can pick up David's book, Amazon, Kindle, etc. I mean, what a wonderful idea. You take those love letters. So you write the letters. First of all, you write the letters. And I said at the beginning of this, how powerful would that be if you wrote letters? Because people don't do that now. I can't think of very many people who do it. He's right. It's text or some other way of communicating. So go pick it up. It'd be a great Christmas gift for sure. David Formby, and again, the book is Lynn and David.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
I got health insurance that only works if I die. Oh, what if I live? America's when there's no words left to say it all like a kid. Give me that wrecking ball of faith in my heart that it knocks down. One day all those asses are kissing about your own mouth.
Excited to be joined by Ray Hurd. Perfect timing for that. He's the Deputy Consortium Administrator for the Consortium for Health Plans Operations and Regional Administrator for Boston and New York Regional Offices, where we're talking about, of course, open enrollment and Medicare. As the Deputy Consortium, I think it's important to set this up, the Administrator for Health Plans and Operations, he provides that oversight and guidance to 10 CMS regional offices across the country for the administration of Medicare Advantage and Medicare prescription drug plans. So he's a big deal. Ray, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
But here's the thing. This really is important because I think people sometimes get confused on dates and then what do they need to do. So perfect timing for you to be here. When does Medicare open enrollment end, first of all?
So people only have one chance a year, people that have Medicare only have one chance a year to make changes to their coverage. And that ends on December 7th, so we're down to the last 3 weeks for people to really look at their options and make a decision.
Wow. And here's the thing, while we're in this open enrollment portion, what do Medicare beneficiaries need to do during this period?
Well, the first thing they need to do is think about what matters most to them. So our health changes from year to year, and if we already have a health insurance plan, they change coverage from year to year. So you need to review your own status, and you need to review what your health plan covers, make sure it's continuing to cover your doctor or your prescriptions. And then you have to think about what type of Medicare coverage is going to best fit your needs. And we have a tool that can help people with that. On Medicare.gov, it's called Compare Coverage Options, and it asks you five simple questions and sort of gives you guidance as to what might be the best options for you. Do you better off with a Medicare Advantage plan or maybe traditional Medicare with a standalone prescription drug plan? And so it sort of guides you down that path. And then the best tool, I think, is the Estimate Medicare Costs, because it will look at your current health status and what your current Medicare coverage is, and it will show you, you know, am I going to pay more out of pocket with just traditional Medicare than if I had a Medicare Advantage plan?
Yeah, wow, sounds like a great tool because, Ray, you and I both know what's on our mind. We want good coverage, but we want to make sure we can afford it. So you'd probably advise really use that tool and drill that down, right?
Absolutely. And I also advise, if you can, to make an appointment with a state health insurance assistance counselor. I talk to the counselors every year, and I always hear great stories about how they helped people with Medicare save money or find better coverage because they took the time to walk them through their different options.
Yeah, nice. Who can participate in Medicare open enrollment? Sometimes there's confusion there.
Basically, anybody that's enrolled in Medicare is able to participate in this open enrollment period.
And we mentioned you have 3 weeks for it to end, so you've got to do this now. And why is open enrollment this one time a year important for people with Medicare?
Well, it's really important because it's the only time of year when you can make a change to your coverage options. So come December 7th, if you haven't made any changes, you're going to stay in the same Medicare coverage you have now for another year before you can review your options and make choices. And remember, you know, if you have traditional Medicare, it doesn't cover everything. You know, vision, dental, and hearing are not covered by traditional Medicare. If you shop around and look at the Medicare Advantage plans that are available in your area, you may be able to find one that offers some of those benefits and covers things like dental or vision or hearing where traditional Medicare doesn't.
Yeah, great advice there. And that's why that Medicare Advantage plan was put in place, right?
That's part of it. The other thing is most Medicare Advantage plans cover your prescription drug costs. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you don't have to worry about having another standalone prescription drug plan.
Yeah. What other resources are available online?
So the best resource online is Medicare.gov, a pretty robust website. I already talked about some of the tools that are available there, compare coverage options, estimate your Medicare cost. But you can also find health and drug plans and compare them right on the screen so you can see which one may have the better options for you. And anytime you have a question about Medicare or you want help, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to talk to a customer service representative. And they're available 24 hours a day.
Wow, that's great. 1-800-MEDICARE, so keep that in mind for everybody listening, 24 hours a day. You know, when you look at this, and Ray, obviously you've been involved with this for a while, and you know this backwards and forwards, and I can tell that. Where do most people trip up? So if we can help them, where do they mostly struggle when they're trying to do this?
I think where most people trip up is that it's a daunting task, and so they don't do anything, and they just settle with staying where they are. And that is really not the best choice because there are so many new options out there and so many additional benefits that they may be able to find and actually fit their needs better, as well as save them money.
Yeah, so there you go. And talking about resources, and we talked about online, and we gave you the phone number, et cetera, where else can people go to get local help in their own community? Because some people would rather do it that way.
So every state has state health insurance assistance program, and those are trained counselors through Medicare. So they understand the Medicare system, and they can walk through that process. If you are interested in sitting down with somebody, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to get the number to your local health insurance assistance program.
And we talked about this right at the top. This is your one chance a year to do this, the Medicare open enrollment. So what happens if people miss the deadline?
Yeah, Unfortunately, if you don't take action before December 7th, you'll have to wait until the next open enrollment period to make any changes, and that'll be next October 15th when it starts.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad that we're doing this interview because the more people, and you know this obviously, the more people you reach, the more people understand that. And the idea of the task that it is, you, I think you've really put people's, I guess, fears at bay, which is a really, really good thing, Ray, when we look at this, because here's the thing, it's your health, it's your benefit, right? And so you want to use that.
Absolutely. And you know, if you go to Medicare.gov, like I said, there's some tools that will walk you through the process, and you can look at the different plans that are available to you and even sign up right there on the website.
Yeah, I think it's, to me, as I've done this with relatives, I think the process has gotten easier. What do you think?
Oh, we strive to make it better year after year. We're always making improvements to the Medicare plan finder and trying to find ways to make it easier for people to shop for plans and make choices.
Yeah, for you personally, and I mentioned all those great credentials at the top of this, it's got to be a very busy time, is it?
It is a very busy time. You know, it's a lot busier getting the plans ready coming into the open enrollment period, but now that we've got everybody lined up, my job is to make sure that people understand what their options are and that they take advantage of this period because, you know, as I said once, I talk to counselors every year that save people money and find better options for them.
Yeah, and that's interesting, too, because you do that deeper dive in talking to those counselors. Is that part of, just for the interest of telling people the kind of work that you do, is that part of the process when you get through this period, you go back and look at, okay, how do we make this bigger, or how do we make this easier for people? What do they really want, and what are we seeing, like, the trends?
So we do trend analysis, and we do look at the process from year to year and look for where there might have been glitches in the system or ways to make it easier for people. And remember, you know, we're trying to make the Medicare program better itself year after year. So we've given Medicare Advantage plans more flexibilities to add additional supplemental benefits. So, you know, next year you may see benefits that cover home care or maybe cover other benefits that aren't traditional. And so these are the kind of things that, you know, people look at, maybe adult daycare services or in-home support services or home-based palliative care. And as the Medicare Advantage plans grow and we give them more flexibilities, they keep adding these programs. But if you don't go online or talk to a counselor and look at what the plans offer, you never know.
Yeah, so that's a key takeaway, I think, from this interview is please go and take advantage of that, whether it's face-to-face. But I love the idea of the Medicare Advantage Plan because you said it. You look at this every year, and you're adding things, and who knows what's there if you don't take advantage, right?
That's right. Take advantage, look at what's available, find different benefits, and again, you might save money.
Yeah, there you go. So I want to make sure that we get this clear. Go to Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, and they have, Ray, until when this ends?
Just till December 7th. You've got 3 weeks left, so it's time to take action.
Yeah, excellent. Ray Hurd, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.